remember when Billie Eilish was going to do the James Bond theme song? Give it to me again.
I forgot what it was.
Give it to me. I'm a bad guy. But you changed. I'm James Bond. Thanks.
For Nick, anyone doing an original song is just taking their last song and putting things into
it. As far as I got, guys. That's as far as I got.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kinda Funny podcast. I'm one of your best friends, Greg Miller, alongside ho 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 and Nick Scarpino.
It's Christmas in December.
It is Nick Christmas Scarpino. In December. That's right.
Yeah. Jason Derulo and Jason Mraz.
Totally different dude. I'm yours. That's Jason Mraz.
Bye, Barry.
A boom, babidi, badoo, 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 skibidi, bop. It's one
people hate on that song way too much just because it's popular.
Yeah, no, it's a great song.
Top and a half. On yours?
Jason Mraz? I hate that song.
You can't hate it.
I hate it. You know why?
It's impossible.
Because it reminds me. When did it come out?
You know why? Because when did it come out?
When did it come out?
Movie. I don't know. Why does it matter?
2000, like, let's say, 8.
Okay. I knew it. Okay. So
I was working at Best Buy that in the RGV.
That is such a song that was only top 40s nonstop.
Yeah.
And wherever I was working at the time, I don't know where I was, but all they played was top 40. So I heard that song at least 8 times a day.
Him and Kobe Calais, man, it don't get no better.
Bubbly?
Yeah, you can find Kimmy.
Do I know this song?
I'm yours.
I'm yours. And a boom, beep, bobbity, boop, bobbity, bada, bop. We're just one big fam.
This is, if this was a Family Guy
it's
episode.
It's all godforsaken right to me. Love, love, love.
If this was a Family Guy episode, I'd be like, I don't understand that. And then I'd walk into a liquor store and it would be him saying, boom, bada, bop, bop, bop.
Oh, my God. That's the song. I am not, I mean, I'm doing a little bit of a Greg voice there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I know what you're talking about.
You needed the vocalist to perform it for you.
Well, I needed a real man.
I'm sorry, it's just the best part of the song when he freestyles. There's nothing more than I love is a talented musician who's just got to let it out. You know what I mean? Because I get there where I'm having such a good time. Man, I can't make the words anymore. Yeah. So I just got to boop it up. You know what I mean? And that's what he is. That was a one take. You know what I mean? The way I understand it, he was walking down the street, found a guitar, picked it up, played the song.
Recording on this. And just had it all there.
What I think is weird, though, Andy, is that song came out, I feel like, the exact same day as the ukulele remix of Over the Rainbow came out.
Oh,
I love that.
Yeah.
Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
That's one from 50 First Dates.
Ooh. That's the only one I know of. That's the one.
No. What is it? The one we're talking about you're with the big guy, Huey. I think his name was Huey. It got big off of Lost. And then he died.
Oh. In the movie or the real guy?
You talking about the show Lost. The real guy who sang it.
Isn't his name something else?
Hurley?
No, that is the character.
Yeah, but this guy who's singing is like...
Hurley died?
No! There's somewhere
wrong. How high are all of you right now?
You mean just his career.
Oh!
I'm kidding, Hurley. I love you.
There it is. Okay, yeah. Somewhere Over the Rainbow. It's this one. Song by Israel Kamakawi. Whoa.
They call him Is, right?
Is.
But was that the one from 50 First Dates?
Everything.
I feel like it was at the end of 50 First Dates.
Yeah, no.
And it made me cry.
No, wasn't that the...
Yeah, on repeat. Well, it's that and not yours.
Stop playing it. Was it also the guy from Catherine Diaz movie? No.
Catherine Diaz?
Jack Black.
Wait, what?
First off, Cameron Diaz? Who's
Catherine Diaz?
Cameron Diaz.
Let's suck it up. It's either Cameron Diaz or Jack Black.
You're talking about The Holiday.
No, with Cameron Diaz and Jack Black,
where they fall in love.
Shallow Hal.
Shallow Hal was not Cameron Diaz. That was Gwyneth Paltrow.
But didn't they play that song in the ukulele?
I think it's...
There's a big dude in it. I don't think it's Is. I don't think it's Is. Is it Is?
Is it?
I will say this though. One of my favorite movies of that era was 50 First Dates. I did not expect
that
movie to be as fucking good as it was, and how it ends, where you're like, oh, you just went all in and committed, and she doesn't get her fucking memory back, and it's just this amazing like over and over love story.
It was not him in 50 First Dates.
Oh,
it was not my boy. It's right there. Though. I bet it's Josh Little Boy Shanti.
Yeah, Shintani.
Shintani, sorry.
Shintani.
Ashanti.
Shanti, blabidi boop beep. Let's get back to scatting, man.
Oh, man, let's go.
What a time.
Mm-hmm. That mm-hmm. looks like the guy, though.
Well, I'm saying, all fat really. People look alike to you, huh?
No, I mean, that's like Samoan, right?
That's what I thought.
That's just Greg. Just
that's what my head went.
Don't leave me hanging on that. You son of a bitch.
I refuse to help. I'm like, no.
No. You get nothing and like it.
Over here. My Hispanic heartthrob, Andy Cortez. Hey,
Kristen Diaz. What was Catherine Diaz?
Catherine Diaz.
What was that goat man?
Catherine Zeta Jones.
Catherine Heigl's prior mix?
Maybe, yeah. Catherine Diaz. But it ended up being Gwyneth Paltrow.
I know, but she kind of looks like Gwyneth Paltrow in that movie.
Man, I can't believe y'all shit on me so hard. We weren't even there to support me.
Over there, Forbes 30 under 30, a.k.a. the best baby blues in San Francisco, a.k.a. the verified one at Tim Geddes.
Let's post. Is Cameron Diaz, like, where's the Diaz come from? I've never thought about
it. It's her father's name,
yeah.
I believe.
Yeah.
Diaz, is it? Diaz. You know what movie that's from?
No.
I think it's,
Yeah, I was scared. I didn't know what was happening.
Yeah, I shouldn't even guess. I don't even know what it is.
Take a swing. You've already
done
it.
You know what? I think it's a Blue Streak. Martin
yes.
Lawrence.
Oh, yes. I watched that over the break. What a movie. Japan. I was like, I want to watch a movie. And it popped up on the Japanese Netflix. And I was like, fuck yeah, we're going to watch this.
Yeah,
Martin Lawrence.
I'm a Federale.
Yes.
A Federale. Martin Lawrence was awesome.
We
back
went
in
to
the
go
day.
Watch that movie in school during a field trip. And it.
Why? That's an inappropriate movie.
And
to
we're
watch.
Like in middle school, maybe?
That's not a good
that is not okay.
It was not okay, yeah.
Dave Chappelle
is in it. That's right.
Luke Wilson in that movie is great.
Wow, her father is really Emilio Diaz.
Emilio Diaz.
That's a
badass name. What did he do?
He looks badass.
Yeah, holy I don't want to fuck with this
Luke
guy.
Luke Wilson is with Cameron Diaz in Charlie's Angels.
He is. We should also, Luke Wilson is with Gwyneth Paltrow in The Royal Tenenbaums.
Which?
The next dog?
The next dog bonnet. We should make him the next one. The new honorary one.
Is this an honorary title?
It's just a title,
I started watching
It's the
movies.
Santa Claus. It's the dog, the bounty hunter Claus. If you put on his sunglasses and goatee.
Yeah.
I started watching a movie over the weekend that I totally forgot existed. And that's very rare for me because usually I got all those stupid 90s and 80s movies.
Yeah, I was going to say, give me an era.
90s probably? Early 90s.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see if you can guess this. Yeah, you know which movie.
I'm on it.
Okay. It's a parody movie.
Silence of the Hams.
Very close.
Shit.
It's based off of. Do you want me to tell you what it's based off?
Yeah. No.
Well, I'll tell you who it's with. First off,
not
first
on
actor
team movie.
In it. Two actors.
Fuck.
Okay.
Yeah.
First actor, Emilio Estevez.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Second actor, Samuel L. Jackson.
This is a parody movie?
A parody
wow,
movie.
Wow. I have no idea. I'm
totally
out.
Totally forgot existed.
I'm out too.
I'm out.
I don't have anything on that one.
It's a movie called Loaded Weapon 1.
Oof.
And it is a Lethal Weapon parody starring Emilio Estevez and Samuel L. Jackson when he had hair.
Wow.
And it's actually legitimately like very well made.
What year again?
This is
before Pulp Fiction.
Well, it was like the Naked Gun era when National Lampoon's was putting out, like they were trying to compete and putting out that shit. But I mean, it couldn't have been more than like early 90s because it's shot like on film, but it's shot very well.
Yeah.
So we
Whoa.
Went. Wow.
Isn't that
Loaded
crazy?
Weapon 2, the sequel that never happened.
But that's, I mean, yeah, they called it Loaded Weapon 1 as a. As a joke, obviously.
Look at Emilio.
Can you look up the IMDb and tell me what you're
No, I want to. I'm sending it to control. Can we watch the trailer?
He
or is that not good?
That should be fine.
Sure. All right, Kevin, I sent you the trailer. Let's watch the trailer for this. And then I do want to watch the trailer for Silence of the Hams, a movie I haven't
seen.
Do you realize Dom DeLuise?
You're the only other person I've ever mentioned that movie around. I was like, I know what you're talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Me and my friends watch that all the time. Like a bunch of morons. We haven't even watched Silence of the Lambs yet.
So this was 93.
93, okay.
Pulp Fiction was 95, right?
94, 95, something like that, yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
Let's go for it. It's on Amazon Prime.
I'm in already.
But like, we don't know this is shot.
What's wrong?
Nothing. Sorry.
National Lampoon.
Awful.
Loaded Weapon 1.
They called it one.
Out of the night comes two men with enough courage, enough brains.
What you got, Irv?
Dandruff, seborrhea, maybe just dry itchy skin.
Please,
have you tried this? I use it.
Head and shoulders.
Enough bullets.
So you watched it?
I watch like 10 minutes of it and then I fall asleep. But I don't watch the rest of it.
To get the job done.
I hate this.
He's there it is, man.
New Line Cinema presents. Is that Kathy Ireland?
Yeah, that is Kathy Ireland. That is Kathy Ireland.
Give me a name. What are your parents supposed to do there?
That's a funny line.
It's working.
Do you sleep in the nude?
Only when I'm naked.
So hilarious.
So terrible. Shatner.
Shatner's the bad guy that's arrived.
When Shatner was just a joke and nobody wanted to work with him.
Maybe that's pretty much
what?
All time Shatner. I mean, look at the cast.
Man, look at the trailers. Look, they used to make movies like this, Tim. Can you imagine?
I can't.
If you went and watched Fast and Furious 12 right now, this trailer would not be allowed to be shown before it. Because everybody would be like, why are people just talking? Why are they just showing me photos of people talking?
The thing about this is, like, it's a dumb parody movie, but it's shot beautifully. It actually looks like an 80s action.
Garfield. Explain where your flesh is a hairnet leecher, huh? Look
who's Mr. Scaredy Pants now. Classic.
I just gotta ask, what does human flesh taste like?
Chicken. See
it. Obvious jokes. All of them.
They got
jokes.
It. They got to nail it. Look at Kathy Ireland getting dropped in the thing.
People.
That was the thing.
Let me see Silence of the Hams, Kev.
That was awful.
Let me see Silence
the,
of the Hams.
The one guy that was yelling at Scotty.
What could be yeah. worse? Is the bag? Is the chief from Last Action Hero?
That's what. Oh, yeah. That's why I'm sweaty and like yeah. spinning your shit. There yeah, we go. There we go.
With an overactive Tom DeLuise.
Why are we here?
Look at Billy. Look at Billy Zane go. Foster. Happy fight. He's
FBI. FBI. Yes, FBI. He was so handsome.
He was great looking back.
He still is being handsome.
Yeah, he did age well. He was gonna be a huge star, man.
Then what happened?
Didn't pan out for
him. I love that his name is Joe.
He's a good guy. Foster, yeah.
I gotta watch
this. Look at
another,
it's the same
joke. Another fucking Basic Instinct joke.
Thank you, smelly thing.
Nothing is sacred. Oh my god, I loved her.
Whoa. Nothing is sacred. What's he blowing to our
you know he doesn't attend. The guy searches his ex and then press. Sorry, boss, I couldn't understand you with your
cigar in your mouth there. Because he's the ex-president.
Kevin Fever's entertainment is proud to present
George Bush, yeah. A killer comedy
with cutting edge commentary and stabbing. I don't think I ever watched
cutting edge commentary.
Hold on to your hernias for a spoof of epic. God, Don DeLuise is a fucking genius.
Is he dead?
Yeah, he died a long time ago.
I've only known of Don DeLuise as like Family Guy jokes.
Yeah.
Don DeLuise back in the day.
You and Poe just
all the time. Watching that a lot. That was funny. Yeah. 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 It was funny, dude. It was funny. I mean, come on. You're a kid. That's a 90s movie.
We watched
right?
Three Ninjas High Noon at Mega Mountain and loved it.
Yeah. You're watching this thing. He's doing push ups on top of a beautiful woman. You're like, oh. And then Dom DeLuise is there. Like, oh. You know, there's a lot of things to
what movie we played before and after this movie?
Oh, no. This is one we rented.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, so that was only, it was just a one time
thing. Oh, I see what you're saying. My apologies.
Like, all right, next pop in.
We'd put some Mallrats in probably. Okay. You know, we, and then a horror movie thing. Get some Dawn of the Dead on there.
It's a pizza.
Oh, yeah. DiGiorno's.
Oh.
Getting that frozen pizza action going on. How many frozen pizzas can we eat in a night? How many Cokes can we drink in a night?
Why would you dare yourself that?
Oh, it wasn't a dare as much as an experiment. Like, you wanted to know.
Lifestyle choice.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, that's how it was back in the day.
Mom, like, how many pizzas can we eat?
Mom and dad brought.
I don't want to find out.
Mom and dad brought home 5 Jacks or Tombstones or DiGiorno's, right? How many of these fuckers can we eat? Can we eat them all? Yeah, we can if we don't sleep and we just eat nonstop. Let's do it, huh?
That sounds terrible.
That sounds great.
What did you do at sleepovers?
I mean, I didn't challenge myself every time to eat.
It wasn't challenging myself. It was all of us challenging each
fun.
Other.
It was fun.
How many of these kids can come in? Because kids come in, there's eating, especially teenage boys, eating machines.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're there. You got the 24 the pack of Dr. Pepper, and they're like, let's fucking go. Let's do it.
My sleepovers were just a lot of Lego building, and yeah, we'd order Peter Piper pizza.
Sure.
Or we'd order, I don't know. My mom would make food, maybe, or we'd order McDonald's Happy Meals for the whole clan. Remember when you would get Happy Meals for all your friends, and you would try to, like, steal their toys?
No.
You ever did that?
No, never did that, no.
Yeah, if they got the better version of the Power Ranger.
Batmobile or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I want that one.
We used to do, my buddy Todd had like a basement room. So he went from having like a room that was upstairs, that was just a normal room, to then his dad was like, I don't want to use basement anymore. So they retrofitted the entire bottom of the house.
That's the coolest
thing ever. And it was literally like you go down brick.
It's all, it's and whatever, anything goes.
It was amazing.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Because we could be as loud as humanly fucking possible. Yeah. And there was like two floors between us and the parents, so they never gave a shit.
Oh, yeah.
And we would, I think there were nights where we would just play GoldenEye
yep.
for like fucking 19 hours straight until our eyes bled.
That's why I hated
it. Was amazing.
Sleepovers at my place, and I never had them because my mom is the lightest sleeper of all time.
She just get angry.
And like, you be whispering, you be whispering, and then you be saying, then stop.
Like, what's the problem?
Open the door
the
and just check in. Like, oh, fuck, god damn it! Like, you couldn't be loud at all, dude.
The TVs would always be like, it's like, okay, like the volume's all the way down, and you're at one. You're like, okay, we can't hear anything. You go to two, and it's just like, fucking, yeah. Sega. You're like, god damn, guys,
it was really loud. It was really loud. Yeah,
I respect
and
it.
For I remember one of my early birthday parties. I was like, oh my god, I'm gonna go all out. You know how I went all out? I rented all the Tremors movies.
Wow. Yeah.
How many were there at this time?
I think three.
Okay.
I think the three of them. Yeah, we rented all the Tremors movies. And I think there was another movie that was rented that we never got to because Tremors was like, oh my god, this is so cool and scary.
Yeah.
And like I thought from then on I was going to become a horror fan. Never happened.
Here you
just
are
been
now.
Scared ever since.
I saw some feedback. I think I had the same thought when I watched the new Ghostbusters trailer for Afterlife that it gave me those Tremors vibes. Mm. And I saw a couple of people online talking about that too. And I'm like, if that is true, if they come anywhere close to the first Tremors, paint me happy.
Man, first Tremors, what a movie!
Fucking
what
great
a film!
Movie. What? Mm-hmm. How did that? It's one of those movies where you look at that. Like, have you seen the first Tremors?
Mm-mm.
No,
you would watch the trailer for this and be like, "This is gonna be the stupidest fucking B movie ever."
Review.
But somehow, the very first one is just very well made, and it has a lot to do with the fact that they somehow managed to get Kevin Bacon as his popularity was declining. I think like toward the end of the 80s, they were just like, "Come over and be in this weird movie with Fred Ward," and that's it. And the
Fred
dad.
Fred Ward is his name.
And
I
the dad. From
Reba
Family
Ties. Yeah, yeah.
And Reba
Michael
McEntire.
Gross and Reba McEntire.
Yeah.
Fucking Reba?
Yeah.
Reba's in it.
Ken, I'm sending you the trailer.
It doesn't. It's just so. The concept and the characters and the tone are so. They nailed it so well that this. I mean, it's a monster movie. They're being hunted by these giant fucking worms. But it's just
Graboids.
So fun. It's so fun, the movie.
And it's so cool, the idea that.
The idea is you can't make sound. You can't walk on the ground or they'll come get you.
Yeah.
You know?
They can hear. It's basically a quiet place before it exists.
Look, the movie's going to. The trailer here is going to. The official.
Either way, hold on. Is there going to be a narrator that tells us exactly what's happening, including the end of this trailer?
Of course. Okay. Well, yeah, yeah.
This is a great episode of Internet Explorers right here.
1990.
God, 1990.
Huh? Yeah, dude.
We are.
Get over here, Joey.
Look, Joey comes running.
Perfection. A scorched outpost in the middle of nowhere.
You know how close population 14. This place right now? How close?
Maybe that's why Val and Earl decided to leave town.
This makes it sound so serious.
It does.
That's Edgar Deems. They just picked the wrong day to do it.
Jeez.
Oh, yeah.
Give you boys $5
hey, Jen?
For this.
Wait a minute. Is that the grandpa?
That's how they get you. They're under the ground.
What do you mean?
Is that the grandpa from Three Ninjas?
Yes, it is. He's also
holy
in Big Trouble in Little China.
But where do they come from?
Oh, God, it is.
No way these are local boys. You see, they're headed right for us.
Damn. Bowie hair.
Scale his hair is so good.
No scientist can explain it. Bert, they're under the ground.
So badass.
They were the best.
They were the best.
It's the elephant shotgun that he had.
Yeah, it's fucking awesome.
Why is that going around?
Listen,
pause it. It actually is a story point, all right, that she gets caught in one barbed wire
and
when the Tremors
her pants and her panties off.
Mm-hmm. No, not her panties off. Her pants.
No?
Just her pants. Just
I misremember
her
that.
And she runs in her panties like that.
Oh, yeah. That's
and I remember being a young Greg watching that and be like, I'm feeling things.
Yeah.
Now, it's up to Val and
Earl. Burt Ward's fucking phenomenal in this. Is it Fred Ward or Burt Ward?
That's not one of them. Fred Ward is the guy from
Burt Ward, then.
Flip for it. Damn.
So why is they narrating?
Serious, it's not. It's a goofy movie.
It's a lot of fun.
It's so fun.
Wow.
Damn. Fred Ward. Yeah,
that
Fred
they
Ward.
Don't
Oh, Gail
make...
Ann Hurd. So Gail Ann Hurd produced it. That's why. The person Whoa. Who produced Terminator.
They don't make them like this anymore, man. They don't make them like this.
They definitely don't.
Well, the trailers, they don't make
exactly.
them that way.
Oh, no. Yeah. They still make Trevor's, though. Here's the fucking movie.
Yeah.
Here's exactly what's going to happen.
And then they always get to the date, right? They show you like the date of when, and then one more, and then one more. Dang! It's kind of like, uh-oh. Yeah,
oh, where'd your pants go?
Yeah.
This, ladies and gentlemen, is the Kind of Funny Podcast. Each and every week, we get together, normally not to watch trailers, but to talk to you about anything we want to talk about. If you like that, head over to patreon.com/kindoffunny, where you can get each and every episode early. I'm just, you know, just, it's free form, it's jazz.
I know, but like...
Has he been a bad...
Tim's going for a world record here, except for that one time he missed it, which totally fucked up his record. We all remember that, even though we don't talk about it.
It's like this many days.
So four best friends gather on this table, each bringing whatever the hell they want to talk in whatever trailer they want
to
talk
about. People are out there listening to this in their cars, banging dashboards.
I know. I'm aware.
Do you understand that?
It's dangerous. You could set off your airbag. Be careful.
It's true. Watch out.
Exactly.
Really?
Yeah. I've been really scared about that. It never happened to me.
Have you?
But I drum pretty hard when I'm alone in the car.
Sure.
Yeah.
This is the one thing. Day, a long time ago, you know, Poe was telling me we're adults now. We're not like a long time ago, like we're watching Tremors in the basement. Mm-hmm. But that they were starting to teach kids to drive not at 2 and 10 anymore, but to drive from, what, that'd be 4 six and 7. Because that way, if the airbag goes off, it doesn't break your fucking wheels. Because if you're like this.
Where are we at with airbag tech these days? People still dying?
From the airbag?
Yeah.
No one has ever died from an airbag.
That's not true.
Of course not. Of course. People die from all sorts of stuff. You know what I mean? They're idiots.
There was a time when it was just like it was just the driver's side airbag. Mm-hmm. And then someone was like, what if we put a passenger side? Now there's airbags side in airbags, every compartment of your airbag. Car. The whole thing just goes poof and holds you in place and can float. Down river.
You get the show early, including a pre and post show and no ads on patreon.com/kindoffunny. Of course, you can submit your topics and questions there as well. If you have no bucks to toss away and don't want to get it early, no big deal. You can wait and get it on Friday with no pre and post show, with ads, and just, you know, with our scorn.
Have you seen
YouTube.com/kindoffunny, YouTube.com, podcast, or something?
There's been a couple of photos that I've seen, I don't know, Reddit most likely, of when an airbag deployed and a woman's face was makeup was all over it looked like just a mask of makeup on this airbag. Like everything was so perfectly
that's fucking just hilarious.
Transferred over. It was really funny looking. If I was smart, I would have looked for a photo.
Kind of like Jesus up, with the Shroud of Turin. Remember that?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. The airbags fuck you up, though. They cut your face up.
Oh, yeah.
They come out fast, and they got a powder on them that'll burn your face.
Hey, man, it's better than getting your fucking face through the goddamn steering wheel.
I would definitely take the airbag as opposed to the glass in front of me or the steering wheel.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm just saying, it's not all fun and games with the airbags. Mm-hmm. Like, they try to make it in, that's right, the A-Team movie that I talked about ad nauseum, where they steal all the airbags, and then they use it to make a truck float. And I was like, I don't think that's how airbags work. I think they deflate.
Remember Neighbors?
Yeah, Neighbors. That's where my
brain where it pops them up.
Yeah.
I don't think they have that much
torque. Neighbors, that's a great fucking film series.
Have you seen two?
Yeah.
I never saw it.
It was good.
One day I'm going to watch it, and I'm sure
it's,
love
it. It's more Neighbors, so we know.
Because Neighbors was dope.
Yeah.
Neighbors and Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle, I put in the same level of like, should not have been as good as they are.
I was too drunk to really recall Jumanji. Mm. I remember enjoying it fine, good. Eating pizza.
Good movie.
All right, fine. Speaking of good movies and good movie stars, Kevin, why don't you toss up the thing while I thank our Patreon producer, Cameron Reagan. And, of course, today we're brought to you by Mugsy Jeans and Trojan Condoms. Mm-hmm. We'll tell you about that later. For now, let's talk about Kumail.
Jesus, look at
Kumail. Oh, Jesus, God. I thought at first when I saw this is today, if you haven't seen this, of course, you've been living under a rock. Today, as of recording on 12/16, Kumail's name trending because he went from nerdy guy like the rest of us to fucking jacked out of his mind superhero. And the veins on his fucking arms.
Yeah.
Kevin, can you about the first
they're
one?
Really good.
I thought this was Photoshop.
I thought he was making fun
of Vince McMahon or whatever or something. But then it's like, no, these are really the fucking veins on Kumail's arms.
How long is his torso? Like, Jesus. I feel like he's somehow got a longer torso just so he can get more abs.
I want to give him a shout out for this. It's not easy to look like that.
You have to put on
a lot of muscle, especially the shoulders.
He said it was a full year of work.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work. And he is fucking cut. I'm sure he dehydrated himself a little bit before this. I also want to give a special shout out to, this has to be the best I'm at the gym taking a photo of myself picture ever. Because A, he's not taking a photo of himself, and B, it's backlit.
No,
do
no.
You
this
see the
is,
backlight on him? It's beautifully
lit. With all. This is a Tim Getty's level of scheming.
If Tim looked like this,
because he did this perfectly. Where we saw photos of we've all followed Kumail for years.
Silicon Valley.
We've seen him for years, and it was that thing of like, oh, he's losing weight. Oh, for the Eternals, that makes sense.
When he was at D23 on stage,
he didn't do any of the like progress photos, working out real hard. Yeah. Blah, blah. It literally went from I'm just regular old Kumail to here I am, and I'm gonna fucking punch through your skull.
I mean, have you seen? Did you watch any of this season of Silicon Valley? It's like they play him off as if he's still this schlubby dude, but he's wearing the shirts. You can tell through the shirt.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like, this is a level of, like, I don't know how a shirt's contained on this body at any point. It's just insane. Like,
that is an ideal physique, like, in my opinion.
Counting the abs going up, it's like somewhere in the middle, you just lose count. You know?
He's got like seven. It's a seven or
it
eight.
Is like seven.
Yeah.
It's like,
it's very impressive. Because normally you go with an even number, but he went with an odd.
So scary.
Maybe he may have broken a rib at some point or something like that. Maybe he's got the inverted sternum. You never know.
What?
But his
damn.
His chest and his shoulder definition is unreal. Like, the abs are amazing, yes, and that's probably the hardest to get, but the actual, I just want to call attention to the balls of his shoulders. That's you pack on muscle to get that shit. You can't fake that shit. Like, I can get the shoulders themselves by just doing this and faking it like real hard. But the actual balls are impossible. Jesus Christ.
It really just looks like whenever a 3D artist makes like a muscular person in a 3D sculpt.
Yeah.
Like, this is what that looks like. This is like, it's so ideal. Who's this? Oh, his
trainer. The person who trained him.
Damn. Good for him. Man, that's awesome. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Two things that I want as a life goal for myself. One, to be on the cover of Time with the cool things in my eyes. The reflections of the...
Oh, the ring light.
The ring light in my eyes. And to have to get paid, to have to work out that hard and have someone pay me and get me a trainer to do that for a year straight.
Yeah, he had full year of training and nutrition of just going hard and probably
eating...
We just
gotta get cast in a Marvel movie.
Eating unfun stuff.
Let's make it happen.
Let's get on it.
I can't...
I want to be Squirrel Girl or whatever the fuck.
I knew you. God, Nick, I fucking hate how well I know you that I knew you were going to say Squirrel Girl.
Yeah, yeah. Is that fun?
It's useless.
It is useless.
I envy how he's going to feel and how his taste buds are going to be the day that he's like, I'm done shooting.
Oh, he's
time
already
to eat
done.
This pizza. Time to eat this whatever. You know what I mean?
Here's the and I can't. You. I mean. Well, I mean, yeah. You're just saying. To kick up your heels, like take some time off.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Because you can't, once you get to that level, I would never, you can't stop. There's going to be more Eternals movies, right?
Yeah,
Eternals,
but you're going to, that's really fucking hard to sustain.
Well, I don't mean to that extent.
Yeah.
But I mean, he's not going back to schlubby Kumail anytime soon.
I doubt it.
He's not going back to normal people like us land anything.
He will, my prediction, and this is not a knock, it's just, it's really, really hard to keep that pace up. He will go the way of Chris Pratt, where he will still be fit looking, but he will probably never look as good as he did that first time you do this. Because it's really hard to do that to your body over and over again. Like Chris Pratt, if you look at the difference between his body composition from like Guardians 1, Guardians 2, he's a little less defined, a little thicker in Guardians 2. They even make a joke about it where they talk about, he's like, you're one sandwich away from being fat. Yeah. But like, he was
make
fucking shredded in Guardians 1.
Yeah.
And again,
just because you define yourself. You define the character that
way. Well, because it's the same reason why Hemsworth got so fucking big for Thor, because he was just like, I got one shot at making the Nick Scarpinos of the world go, holy shit, did you see his ass? Like, he looks great.
And then
but
he did
can
it 14 more times.
Can we fucking take a look at Chris Hemsworth shirtless in Thor 1? Because that to me was like the, what, who, how do you do
Kevin's
that?
Kevin's on it.
How do you even fucking do that? He just looked like the goddamn Incredible Hulk. It's very impressive.
Shang-Chi posted a picture today, too. Simu.
I got it. I'm on that.
His name is?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I did a retweet of it. I saw somebody respond to it.
Him and Kumail like, had a little fun back and forth going on.
That's fucking awesome.
Here's a new generation of abs, Nick. Like, it's such an exciting time. Like,
I can't wait.
You know the
it's that one right there. So the one where he's holding his shirt on the left? Up. Yeah, that one. That's good. Yeah, go a little brighter, though.
Go to the one right
down.
To the right.
Oh, okay, that one's good. Jesus Christ. Go up one and over one. Up one, over one. That one. Look at his fucking arms. And that guy. I mean, enormous. It's like, why even wear pants, Chris? Just be naked.
Those boobs, man.
You see his little... Look at that fucking thrust bucket right there. That little V.
That bucket.
Jesus Christ.
That bucket's done some thrust.
Dude, that bucket is filled, man.
Man, also, shout out to that. They made him wear that wig. They made him wear that wig. Like, oof. That's bad.
And then they eventually like, fuck it.
Just cut your hair.
That'd be cool.
He had the blonde fucking eyebrows.
He looks crazier in Ragnarok.
He's smaller, but he's more defined in Ragnarok. Yeah. He packed on a shit ton of muscle for the first one.
Look at this.
Jesus Christ.
What do you think he's doing under the picture there?
I think he's jacking off to a picture of himself.
I would. If I looked like that, mirror.
I would be like, yeah, that's probably a better idea.
Kevin, I sent you the one of that Tim was talking about.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. That's so amazing.
What a great call that fucking movie made.
God, I know. And what? And you know, again, kudos to Chris Hemsworth for being like, yeah, yes, that's yes. a great idea. Because he still had to be shredded, by the way. He still had to film the first part of the movie. So it's not like he got away from working out. He wasn't as big, but he still had to be fit.
Yeah.
Go ahead and click off this one, Kev. Yeah, this is the exchange. I'll have this Harold and Kumar go to Planet Fitness.
That is great.
That's fucking great.
That's funny as shit.
Oh, man.
God bless
Good
them
for
all.
Them.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, let's seriously. Get into a Marvel movie, everybody.
Yeah, all of us.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing. Is Can there, we, is there another...
Just what? Like as random cameos, you're still going to work out super
yeah.
hard.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Here's what I'll say. Is there another really obscure group of superheroes that there would never make a movie out of that we could pitch?
I don't know.
I mean, yeah.
Lots,
I mean, lots of them. But yeah, like, what are the...
be the West Coast Avengers right
we
now.
Could do... Yeah, yeah. That'd be yeah. fun.
What if I'm Spawn?
That doesn't help us.
That doesn't... Not even a
that doesn't even, you know, a little bit.
Where are you going Andy, with that?
It'd be cool. It'd be real cool, though.
Like, you got me. I was like, that's pretty dope, dude.
It'd be kind of cool.
I could see that. If either one of us, like, could be Spawn. Or just you know, I don't know. I want to be a hero that, kind of like Guardians, how they had a name, but they weren't really.
But you get to define it.
Yeah. And I become the one that makes it a household name.
Ambush
yeah.
Bug. Would.
I feel like to me, huh? Those.
Ambush Bug.
Ambush Bug. That's
You'd
a real
be
hero?
Ambush Bug, yeah, DC.
Doesn't sound like it's a real thing. Not rolling off the tongue, though.
Why? But this is the thing is, like, some yeah. people, not you, obviously, some people know who Ambush Bug is.
Sure.
And so now you could put it on the map. You could be AB.
You could be like Star Lord.
The Grabbler.
Yeah, Grabbler's a household name already. A lot of parents are worried at night. They come up, they put the wing sauce above the door, and the Grabbler passes over their house then. He doesn't come in to steal their children.
Just, so you can hover now.
He steals children now.
I'm just walking. I'm walking down the street.
You're walking, I'm like,
yeah, I got, they put the wing sauce above the
You're
door.
You're admitting it now.
You just said I, yeah.
Cool.
We understand where this narrative is. All right.
I don't want to be a part of this we.
I'm just jumping into the Grappler's headspace here on what he would do as he drags a dog cage behind him for the child he's stealing.
But so when he gets to the second house, if he likes that child better, does he take the other one out and put the new
no,
child
well,
in?
No, I mean, I can. How many can he fit into the cage?
Is it like Santa's back?
How big is the dog?
Rottweiler.
Is it Gia-sized?
Gia's, God, dude, these fucking coyotes, man. Like, this keeps coming up that Gia thinks she's the size of a medium-sized dog.
No.
It's like, she's seeing these reports, and she's like, no, the coyotes are everywhere, which, by the way, they're everywhere. I keep, like, I've seen, like, four of them in the last month.
On your block? Just walking around?
Well, not my block, a block away. Yeah.
But how big does coyote get?
Dude, like, I mean, they're, well, no, they're not.
I'm sorry, medium-sized.
They're, like, it's like on
so
the large side
so like
of media.
40 pounds?
But, like, the news reports are all, like, they're snatching up these small to medium-sized dogs.
So is Gia worried she's going to get snatched
yes,
up by a
she's,
coyote?
Like, deadly worried about these fucking coyotes.
Like, that's impossible.
I know.
It's not impossible.
It would have to be a dire wolf.
It would have to be five coyotes putting her on their backs
yeah.
and then, like, slowly making
take
sure they take her away.
Yeah.
Like body, she
like
surfing
the, like
on
the
them.
Up balloons, dragging up that yeah. big old house. Yeah.
Man, don't bring yeah. up in this conversation. That shit makes me cry, bro.
I know, me too, dude.
Every time that bro. First part of up
to you, bro.
Let me hold my wife's hand just a little harder, then I let it go.
And then what?
Because you got
then what happens?
At some point, you got to get over it.
At some point, you move on.
You gotta move on, bro. Can't live my life in mourning.
So, Grabbler, wing sauce.
Yeah.
I just, I mean, Stogie, what's Stogie doing?
I mean,
helping with the cage.
I would imagine Stogie has one job, and it's to open and shut the cage. And he fucks that up 90% of the time.
He's fucking talking to the kids.
Like,
in the cage.
How did you fuck up, Stogie?
Because you know what it is? It's those stupid fucking cage locks that they put on animal cages that you have to, like, you latch it up, then you got to move it over. It's always sticky. It doesn't work right. You know what I mean? Why can't it be like a gate lock? Those are always great. But doom it locks, you hit the little latch, it opens.
Oh, sure. Done. Well, it's just more moving parts.
I never liked animal cages. I always thought they were weird and unclean. Because didn't you have, what was your hamster's name growing up? Chanchi or some shit like that? Oh, you had a turtle. That's what it was.
Pokey. I had Pokey 1 and I had Pokey 2. I had a guinea pig. You're not that far.
You might as well have said Shang-Chi.
Yeah, man. I can't. What was the guinea pig's name?
Pokers.
Jesus.
No, it was a Simpsons reference. It was a Wiggum, Snowball? But not Ralph. Oh. It was the grandfather. What was the grandfather?
Greg Miller. What the fuck is wrong with you? I had a guinea pig named after the grandpa, but no, not the Simpsons grandpa.
No, the Simpsons other Simpsons. Oh, yeah, yeah, Wiggum. God damn
Ralph
it.
Ralph Wiggum had a grandpa.
Well, it's because it's from the fighting Hellfish episode.
Oh,
it's interesting. It's a weird, weird, weird name. Hold on. So fighting. Hold on. Iggy. Iggy Wiggum. That's right. So it was Iggy the
Iggy's
guinea
a dumb
pig.
Name for a guinea pig. Yeah. Did it have a cage?
Oh, yeah.
Shit, did it smell kind of like shit all the time?
Yeah, gross. Yeah, of course. That. You got to put the sawdust in there.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter because then it smells like cedar and shit.
We talked about this before on one of these shows.
We talked about guinea pigs like 3 weeks ago.
I expected to get more shit for it, and I didn't because everybody knows I'm right. I'm just like, dogs, cats, those are your pets. Everything else, don't get them. There's no reason to get anything else as a pet. Everybody's trying to get cute and crafty with this shit.
Mm-hmm.
I got an iguana, I got a snake, got a bird, got a fucking Iggy, goddamn guinea pig.
A lot of people out there doing it because, like, how surprising is it that to this day when you go to a restaurant, like, not like a nice restaurant, like a Popeyes.
Sure.
And, like, outside they'll have the, like, no animals allowed. And then it's just, like, a picture of a dog and a cat. But then there's a parrot and a snake. And you're just like, where the fuck are you? Is it Florida? Are you in Florida? Why is this here? Do you know what I'm talking about?
You're bringing in a lot of weird animals passing. Yeah,
Kevin, can you find this for me?
No. I mean, I believe you.
It's bizarre, though, because it's, like, a standardized sign that you can buy for your restaurant.
Sure.
It's not like they custom made it.
Again, I'm telling you, remember in Missouri, the guy came to class with a snake around his neck.
But there's always like the totally guy, but it's fine. Like, I don't feel like there's enough of those guys to put it on a sign.
I mean, if there's always the guy, you need to,
But there's always a guy somewhere.
There are too many, I'll say it right now, there's too many snake apologists out there. Like, this video resurfaced again of the little baby girl next to a giant yellow boa constrictor. And the boa constrictor, like, kind of like, the girl's like snake. This tall,
uh-huh.
And the boa constrictor is kind of like moving around her head and just kind of like pokes snake. Her on the head, and then just like, and everybody's like, oh, look at the little cute boop. Oh, what a the little cute noodles, what they call the.
Can I see this? I want to see this. Your girl get eaten by a snake.
No, it didn't get eaten by no, but the thing is,
does it wrap around her and start?
No, it doesn't do anything. It doesn't do anything.
It literally just boops her, and we're supposed to believe that this thing isn't tasting her.
Exactly, Greg. Oh, yeah, this one's funny as shit.
I don't know who this dog is or why he's banned from the park, but he certainly seems like a lot of fun. It's a dog on a skateboard with a glass of wine and a cigarette.
It's a cool dog.
Well, yeah, just look up the boop. The boop snake.
Yeah, look up like
snake boops
little
girl.
Little girl boa constrictor.
Girl wrestles snake.
Type in tremors pantsless.
Little girl boa snake. Yeah.
We probably should get out of images.
Yeah, it's that one on the far right, top right. Top right. There we go.
Oh, no.
I thought it was this.
That's a big fucking snake.
Yeah, so it's just like everybody's like, oh, look at this cute little thing. And it's like guys.
Did it just hit at the head?
I don't know. My problem with it is that there's a lot of snake apologists out there that are just always in the comments like, good. If you guys keep the snake fed, it's not dangerous at all. But like that's
fed,
yeah. Scroll down one more. Scroll down one more line there. Look at that girl. What happened to that girl?
I don't know, dude.
Little girl bitten on the chin by Deadly. That's what happens.
It's just too scary.
The pythons aren't deadly.
It's too much of a risk, in my opinion, right? For a giant thing like that. Like, why? I don't know. I just
feel the same way about dogs. Why are you gonna let your little baby near your dog, even if your dog is like not that much bigger than it? It's sharp, there's no babies, but then it does know babies. That's the weird thing.
You say shark don't know babies?
They're sharp. They have sharp,
the sharp
hands.
Hands and teeth.
Gotcha. You know?
But not Portillo.
Like, they don't know that the baby is like a friend. They might think it's another stupid dog. And dogs, like, they are. And, they always make that sound when they're fighting, but they're like, oh, they're just playing.
They're just playing.
You're like, they're not fucking
playing. The
they're
hair on his back is standing up and his tail is not wagging. They're going to kill each other.
The paranoia in me always thinks that whenever I see these videos of like a giant, it's always like a golden retriever or like a German shepherd around a little baby, and it's always super adorable. But I get so paranoid and I think, what if it just snaps? I don't know. Like,
well,
we
don't see the other pictures. You know what I mean?
Babies are dead.
Yeah.
They can the photographers too.
Got all the baby, evidence.
No, evidence.
The German Shepherds have this on lock, man. There's a whole system.
I think we watched this on Internet Explorers, but I follow this Instagram page for like a reptile farm out in Florida. And it's fucking fascinating because this guy breeds like gigantic pythons. like albino pythons, all sorts of pythons. But he has to when the clutch is ready, I guess, which is what they call like the.
What about these pythons?
These ones were bred by Elena Scarpino.
What's up? God, that sounds nasty.
But they have to, like...
I was hoping they'd have names.
They have to, it's thunder and lightning.
I thought those were your fists.
It's a grease and ball.
Okay. Grease ball.
But they have to go in, and I guess so. I guess snakes have just a shit ton of eggs, and they stick together. And if one of them, if some of them are dead, they can start to like rot. They'll get maggots, and the maggots, I guess, will like breathe and kill the other eggs. So they have to go in and clean out the dead eggs from the clutch. But the snakes curl around them to protect them and keep them warm, or keep them whatever. I don't know, cold. Who the fuck knows? And so they have to like figure.
Scientists still don't know.
They have one guy that has to go in and like with like a stick. And like move the head around while the other guy like lifts it up and pulls it out. And
what guy would you rather be?
Oh my god, neither, because it always goes wrong. It's a python, but they still like nip.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. And they're big, so it's like someone's arm just slapping you in the face.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's scary. But this guy is insane because it does not faze him at all. He's just like, oh, there he goes again, trying to take my eyeball out. let's take some of these eggs.
I don't like this guy.
Man.
Don't trust him.
But then like they get to play with the eggs and stuff, and they pull them aside, and they have to put them back exactly how they were. So like the little snakes, and it's cool. And then when the snakes start hatching and shit, he has to go in there and like help him get out. And the little baby snake,
come on.
He's like, come on, little baby. And it looks like a little velociraptor. Like, you know, it's really cool.
And I love that you're watching all this on Instagram.
Instagram. Oh, the other one I do is the guy that I think it's in Australia. They have to milk spiders.
No.
They have to milk spiders because they're venom. To get the anti-venom. They get the venom so they can make the anti-venom serum.
Yeah, okay, got that. He's like, doing God's work. Okay.
But like they take these gigantic, I forget what they're called. It's some like innocuous name, but it makes it sound even more terrifying. It's like the bark spider or something like that. You're like, oh, that sounds. And then you see it and it's the size of your fucking hand. And the fangs are so big that you can actually see him take the thing and like dip a little beaker into it, and it just goes, and then he puts it back in. Man, it's terrifying.
Oh my god, bark spiders are terrifying.
Is that what it is? Did I get it right?
I don't know. Is this what you're thinking?
No, that's different.
Oh,
that's
what the hell is that?
That is.
Does that one have a crown?
Shit,
that's king bark spider.
Holy crap!
Put these some respect on the name.
Look like fantasy drawings.
Go to the first one, Kev.
What the fuck is that?
That's a bark spider.
That's terrifying. That's not what I was thinking, but wow. that's even scarier.
It looks like something straight out of a Tolkien book.
That thing is fortified.
Let's go with that.
I think I've talked about this before, but there's a really interesting video, Vice short documentary on Vice's YouTube channel I saw years and years ago about a guy who injects himself with snake venom every day.
Make himself stronger.
And that's what he thinks, Greg. Like that's what it's doing to him.
Seizures.
What he does, he dilutes it a lot in, you know, whatever water. I don't know what the fuck he
just snorts it.
And then he injects to himself daily. And the guy is like 50 something years old, but he looked like he was 28 or 30. And he said it was keeping him young and keeping him like vibrant and like
virile.
He wakes up every day with a lot of energy.
It's a good word.
And there's even a clip of him skateboarding down a street. He's like, I feel faster.
I'm over 30, mobile. But Nick still thinks I'm cool.
Dude, it's crazy. And then he talks about how one time he fucked up one of the injections.
Oh, shit.
And it was too much. And he thought he was going to die there in his living room. It's so fucking fascinating.
That's amazing.
All these stories
fucking
he tells.
People, man.
Yeah, it's just
live
it's
your lives
but,
normally.
So he has like this giant snake farm where he like milks them every day and does the fangs or whatever. That's him. That's
Stephen
the dude.
Ludwin.
Yeah.
Hey, you had an
be kind to snakes and
what'd
all
I say?
Other animals.
I call him Stephen.
He's crazy. Yeah, this guy's insane, dude. A Vice documentary. It has 9 million views on YouTube. Can you go back to that pin tweet? Because the pin tweet talked about his, you're in media right now. So, there we go. This is it's snake venom. Blew me away when I first saw him and watched me interview.
Since
okay,
1988.
Wow. Yeah, and the guy, I think he's like upper 50s now by this point. He's got to be.
Look at that photo. He doesn't look it, and it's probably the snake venom.
Yeah, that's what he says.
That guy looks like Anthony Carboni grew his hair out and got his life together.
He kind of does.
You know what I mean?
Got his life together is fucking snake
venom. I mean, like, throw it back up, Kev. Throw it back up, Kev. So, like, kids at home, screen cap it. And then cut the hair, put a 5 o'clock shadow on and some fucking hipster glasses, and there's Carboni ready to talk about Star Wars, you know? But right there, that's a Carboni you can set your watch to.
Did you
to.
See Carboni's Rise of the Skywalker launch party haircut?
No.
Please go to his Instagram, Kevin. You like volume, Andy.
I love volume.
This man is bringing the vol in a real way.
South Beach, bringing the heat.
He looks a little like the lead singer from U2.
Bono?
Bono?
Yeah, looks a little like Bono.
Bono?
Well, what's happening here, Kev?
I don't know.
Snow Uber. Go back to that.
Nope.
Snow Uber.
Instagram.
Oh, on Instagram. Okay.
I heard you say it, too. What is this snow Uber?
I mean, scroll down. I want to see snow.
I filled the van. I filled this is Allie. I filled the van with 60 gallons of fake snow and Ubered strangers.
No, okay. I'm gonna move away.
Is Carboni one of the strangers that gets
picked
up?
Go away, Kevin. I'm scared of the internet right now, dude.
I met her at our first VidCon that we ever went to.
Mm-hmm. Little ball of joy.
Yeah.
That girl.
Yeah.
Did I meet her? I don't remember.
You may have.
Cool.
You may not have.
Is it a story?
Aw, damn. It'll be a story. Go to the stories.
Hey, look, it's JJ Abrams' friend.
Ah, Jesus. Can't mute it.
Are they at the cantina?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're getting ready for that. Rise of Skywalker.
Next one. Next. Yeah.
Look at that volume.
Look at that fucking volume, man.
What a good head of hair.
But now imagine him shirtless with a snake around his neck and he's that other guy. He's Steven, our friend Steven.
He's our friend now.
Andy, when you see things like that, does it just get your blood boiling?
Yeah.
It just makes me angry.
Pissed off.
Because you can tell that he just doesn't respect it or appreciate it. And I'm basing that off of the fact that his hair looks amazing and he takes really good care of it in every photo.
All the time, yeah.
Yeah, what
a piece
of shit.
And it makes him taller too, Nick.
It does. He's already like an inch taller than me, but then with the hair, it's like
five. That's like, nobody walks up to him and he's like, man, you're short like they do to you. And they do that to you all the time.
It's just Kevin mostly. Mostly just Kevin. Kevin doesn't like my ego to get too big, so he comes in and just
short and old jokes.
No, I remember at London, though, everybody did it to
me. I added the chair with the ring on there, Nick. It seems like you're enjoying that.
I'm really liking it, actually.
It's I love the ring, man.
The ring's actually really nice.
It just feels good on my back.
It's Kevin. So nice to have to feel something underneath my feet when I sit in a chair for once. Yeah, a lot of people in London. No, the number one thing I get when we do the meet and greets, people go, oh, you're actually not that short. It's just that Greg is officially tall, like almost the tall, like monsters of yore, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like slay that fucking ogre. It's too tall and it smells.
You know,
like
you know how whenever
stinky butt.
I was gonna say it, you know how, but you probably butt. Don't because you're not on dating sites. But I was gonna say like, whenever girls post a photo of themselves with a child, they'll say, "That's my nephew. That's my godson. That's my cousin." You know, it's not their son. It's what they.
That's a grappler victim.
Have you seen this kid?
But if I have a photo,
he smells like hot sauce.
But if I have a photo with Greg or Tim, I'm there. I'm like, they're 8 foot tall. All right, yeah. I swear to God. No, I know. But I should. Oh, I should.
Yeah, Nick, you gotta be careful, man. There's a lot of coyotes out here.
So. Dude, I know. I'm worried about it. Yeah. I'm really worried. If you'll eat your fucking words if one day you come home and you look over and you're like, where is Gia? And you look and
there's
her legs are just getting
dragged
dragged around the corner. You're like, oh shit. And she's just in a coyote's mouth. You need to go. You need to show her a picture.
Dude,
of
these motherfuckers, have you seen them? Like, because I know that there was the fear with Portillo a couple years ago.
Oh, Portillo could
that
do
was never a real fear.
One.
I mean, it was like,
it
if,
should be.
If he's walking through,
you're like in ground zero of these motherfuckers, man.
No.
But no, they made it out here. Like, they're on ocean. Like, Joey saw one on this street.
Okay, like, first off,
they're on Brothers.
Let's
I've
just
seen one.
Call a spade here, and I'll get my voice quiet because I don't want her coming in.
Yeah,
Joey fucking lies about everything.
Yeah, she it's does. So
I saw
true.
A raccoon. I saw a skunk. I saw a coyote. Well, was she riding an elephant to work? Like, you know, I didn't know I was fucking hanging out with Dr. Doolittle over here.
I'm glad you said something.
Snow White getting carried here by fucking Blue Jays.
Yeah, yeah.
Blue Jays. I'm just saying, we gotta draw a line. All
right.
And
right.
So I hear you, but you're putting the ideas in her head, right? Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh man, coyotes everywhere. So she comes in with, oh, I saw one outside. It's fucking, it's a Scottish Terrier. Nobody cares.
Nobody gives a shit, Joey.
God, she's so desperate for our attention, though.
She's watching the show.
Where'd you see this coyote, Joey? Get on the shock button. So it's walking towards
God
us.
Bless you,
is it
Joey.
Just hunting Gia?
You know how it has the little crosswalk with like all the weird little gardeny grass shit?
Yeah.
It was like walking towards the school. So maybe they are going after little kids. It was
you know,
like 11 o'clock.
Gary, what is
PM or AM?
PM.
Yeah. See, I saw it at like 5:30 PM. Like it was still light, but it was on ocean, like down in ocean, near Lakeshore. Trying to get some bagels, but they don't know Noah's is closed.
Oh, that pisses me off. I almost went to Noah's today. I wanted a Bagal, Stephen Bagal.
Cool
Thanks,
Greg.
Joey.
Cool Greg went to know us.
Let me know when you see a line outside, too.
I had a
Everywhere betrays Cool Greg.
Dude, I had the weirdest experience at a UPS store today. I went to take back some hats that I bought. Why is that weird?
No, it's just like... I don't know the way you phrased it. I'm like if you took him back to the hat store, but like I took him to UPS to ship
it. It was just like it was such a the intro alone. I'm just like I had to take things back to the UPS store. Yeah. I was like, what is this podcast? It's fast.
But also, I've never seen you in a hat.
Typical to find one hat. I am very particular about my hats.
Always returns them.
No, I bought a hat that I found online that I like from a particularly reputable like jujitsu company. And I was like, I like this guy's these people's stuff. Like it's high end. I bet it'll be good. So I ordered. Remember when you caught me measuring my head the other day,
mm-hmm.
and you just laughed at me for like a good 5 minutes
because it was very funny.
I was like, okay, I'm gonna order the hat. It came in small and medium and large and extra large. And I have a pretty big head, so I got the large and extra large. Too big. I look like a child in it. But the printing on it, like the threading, perfect, gorgeous. So I was like, oh, I'll just take it back. I'll get a medium, then I'll A/B test, and then I'll send the one back that I don't want. Medium comes, it's perfect. Stitching is fucked up. So now I'm in this conundrum. This is why I hate online shopping, because now I have to send it back to them and try to explain. And it's a small company, so it has zero. I mean, the customer service is what it is, but it's not like fucking a huge company like Nordstrom or whatever. I can just take it back, and they don't give a shit if it's got shit all over it. They'll take it back. They're like, what's wrong with the medium? I was like, it fits perfect, but the important, can I exchange it? And they're like, we don't really do exchanges. I'm like, I'm just going to send both back. If you end up sending me a medium again, great. If not, figure it out. You just give me the money back, right? Go to UPS. Takes forever to get through the line. I've never sent something out during the holiday season. Don't do it. She goes, I just want you to know there's a possibility. She was like, I'm going to print your label for you right now, but I just want you to know there's a possibility that it just will never print. And I'm like, okay. And I'm not used to, you know me, I'm like, you know what I love more than anything is when a sales associate tells me they can't do the thing that I want, that I've stood in line for 10 minutes to do.
You don't take that well. You don't take that well.
Didn't print. She goes, I have to re-in and put it back in. Meanwhile, she goes, can you step over to the side real quick? And we'll wait for it.
Nick doesn't like this.
I was like, I don't want any of this. And she's like, can you step over to that? Starts taking other people's things. Some guy walks in and goes, hey, I have a label. And she goes, well, you got to go to that computer and print it. And the guy goes, fuck. It just walks away. And I'm like, this is where we're at right now. Like, the tension's slowly starting to rise. And then she's
fucking kidding me?
Like, meanwhile,
I gotta print the label.
I'm looking at this place. I finally take a second to take stock of my environment. And there are boxes piled to the fucking ceiling behind them and suitcases that have labels on them. Somebody is shipping suitcases to other people. I'm like, what the fuck is happening? Label goes to print again, doesn't work. And she looks at me, she goes, listen, I'm not going to lie to you right now. If this doesn't print a third time, you're just going to have to leave and come back later and come back to a different store. She's like, but I also want you to know that this is happening across all UPS stores in San Francisco.
Kev, if you toss up Gary Wood's tweet that I just sent you, you have a visual of this.
It was pandemonium to the point where I'm like, these hats aren't that expensive. I'm like, should I just eat the fucking $100 that I paid for shipping and these two hats? Yeah. Like, it'll get back to them eventually. And finally, thank God, on the third go around, it printed. And she was like, thank you for your patience. And I was like,
fuck you.
I was like, you misread my demeanor. I was being patient.
Whose photo is this?
This is insane.
This is Gary Whitta. Gary Whitta went to a UPS store today. Yeah,
this is
came up with.
Fucking chaos. Don't ship shit.
Yeah, so, two things to ship. And I'm like, ooh.
I just did this on Friday. I had two phones to return while I was trading in, getting credit for them or whatever. And I just took them to the UPS store, not really like reading the labels of where they actually belong or whatever.
So
I walk into UPS. I'm like, hey, I want to ship these out. She's like, oh, this is post office. This is FedEx. I was like, fuck.
And I'm in Cortez.
And I yelled, yeah. And then so I walked out of I walked out, but luckily I'm at the little shopping center near Lucky.
Yeah.
And I walk out. I'm like, oh, post office. Oh, that's convenient. Oh, FedEx right there. Like, it's all in the same shopping
fucking
center.
Andy
it was
Cortez.
So great.
That is Andy Cortez in a nutshell.
I was so happy about
You're
it.
You're like Todd from BoJack Horseman. Shit just happens for you. That's an obscure reference. I apologize.
That's Jesse Pinkman.
It is. Right? He's fucking phenomenal in it.
Yeah.
It's a great show. Everyone should watch it.
I could get into it.
In Silicon Valley.
Big Head.
You're exactly like Big Head.
It happened. It was just such a nice little moment for me because I was so worried about you know me. I hate driving places. I hate looking for parking. I'm always like paranoid and I overstress about the dumbest shit. But knowing I just walked to both of them and then I'm walking out of the UPS and the most like NPC ass motherfucker walks up to me. He's like, "Excuse me, sir. Do you know where the nearest FedEx is?"
And I was like, just across the way. I just came from there. He's like, oh, thank you, sir.
Stabs you.
Just walks
into a wall.
Yeah, he just gets out walking.
When you walked out of the first place, was there like a brief thought that went through your head of just dropping the packages and walking away?
Yeah. Like, my initial thought was like, I mean, do I need this $800 from trade-in or whatever?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I do. Yeah.
Now, we're having a similar thing right now in the house where we went to the Academy of Sciences for Force whatever night, the Star Wars night.
Look cool.
What the hell was that?
So do you know the Academy of Sciences does every Thursday they do like the nightlife activity where they serve like booze and have silent discos. They do themes, and they did a Star Wars themed one. So they had all the stormtroopers there and, you know, the Mandalorians, and you were allowed to dress up and come. And so that's why we had lightsabers and the outfits.
You dress up in your own outfits?
Yeah. If you want to, you don't have to. You can just come.
No, I saw the photos. I didn't know they were your own.
Oh, yeah, there's ours. Yeah, I bought a Sith outfit. And then Jen ordered her the Rey outfit.
Y'all are just little Star Wars fans.
Of course. I love it. Come on now. That's what it's all about. Ain't that right, Tim? Join me up here now. That's right. That's what I'm saying, son. Right. And so ordered her the Rey outfit, and she didn't like it. And so then we got her like this like cloak thing or whatever that she liked a lot more. But then the Rey outfit's just been sitting in the house. And like literally, I was like, no big deal. We'll return it. And I open up the Amazon app. I'm like, click return. They make it even better now. I don't know if you've seen this, where it is like you have the option of just take it to the UPS store unpacked. Hand that to them. They scan the thing and they pack it and do everything for you.
That's awesome.
And I was like, fucking game changer. Amazing. It has been sitting there now for like 2.5 weeks. I just don't have the time to walk literally 14 or 4 blocks, 5 blocks to UPS.
I'm lazy enough to where I love the pickup option. You ever do the pickup option?
No.
I do that. I've done that a lot where I order a jacket. It's like, this thing's a piece of shit, or this thing doesn't fit well, or the sleeves or whatever. And I put it in the same box it came in, and then you select UPS pickup.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, all right, well, we're going to charge you $6 for this like $28 jacket or $30, $40, whatever. I'm like, I don't care. Like $6 to me, that is so worth it.
Chump change. You make kind of funny money.
I'm fucking rich, guys. But no, I just love, like, I don't have money to be spending that way, but I stress out about having to go somewhere so much.
Totally.
It's like, if you're just going to come over to the office, I love that. I love that option. But yeah. There's been a lot of times where when I was editing Party Mode a lot back in the day, and I would have to, like, I would work from home one day, I'd get a call from Cool Greg. Hey, UPS is here. They're picking up something. Like, oh, God, fuck. Man, I don't have a thing there. Damn it.
Yeah,
so that's happens. The only thing that, you know, they come by 3 times.
The amount
whatever.
Of things I think I order online, and I'm still confident I'll be able to get rid of this Ray thing eventually. I'll, you know, one of these days I'll be home when UPS is home and I'll drop it.
Give it to me. I'll wear it.
Oh, okay. Fair. Done. Easy. You want to wear it next to Kind of Funny Podcast?
Sure.
Okay. Nick, I'm going to expense that Ray outfit then for the Kind of Funny.
Andy, I'm going to go ahead and take that Ray outfit out of your paycheck.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Life comes at you pretty fast. usually if I order something online and then, yeah, it's not what I want, I'll end up just struggling through. You know what I mean? Like, I blew out the fucking crotch of my pants. You know how it is. I got down to one pair of jeans that didn't have the holes in the crotch. From just being rubbed together by my fucking thunderous thighs all the time. You know what I mean? And so then, sure enough, what happens after a few years, they rub out too. And fuck, now I need to get new jeans. I hate getting new jeans. I hate shopping. So I just fucking looked at the tag. I'm like, I bet in Levi's they'll be the same thing. So I went and ordered the same, you know, 36th by 32, whatever. But I got to that point where I got the skinny leg pants. You know what I mean? That's the style. The kids love that style. And I'm a kid. I'm a kid at heart, you know? Mm-hmm. I love kids and skinny jeans. And so I went online to order them from Amazon, right? And skinny jeans they had, and I was like, perfect, there's the size. And I clicked on it, I was like, wait, and I compared it to, like, you know, regular fit jeans, which is just, you know, like, I'm not an old man, all right, I'm a kid, you know what I mean? I'm fucking blending in with the kids.
Never been kissed, man. Skinny, just go to high school, write that story.
Skinny jeans, right, are like, they sit a little below the waist. Regular fit jeans are at the waist, whatever. Now, this is inconsequential to me because they're both going to sit below my fucking gut. So, you know what I mean? We're way off the waist. So beautiful. I'm like, keep with the skinny jeans. But now I got the skinny jeans on, right? And I can't even do I'm always doing the pull-up thing. You know what I mean? Which I do with my jeans to begin with. But I feel like I'm still missing like an inch of getting up there. So, like, Mark Echo's getting up. They're not getting up there.
Oh, man.
So they're coming down. I feel like I got too much crack out there.
Greg Miller, I have the solution for you.
Do you?
Let me tell. Let me let you tell us about our sponsor.
That's right, Tim. Today, the Kind of Funny podcast is brought to you by Mugsy Jeans. Mugsy Jeans are the most comfortable men's jeans ever made. That's no exaggeration. Mugsy's are real jeans that literally feel as comfortable as sweatpants. The magic is in Mugsy's proprietary fabrics, which include a blend of high-tech materials that make these jeans mind-blowingly soft and flexible. Best of all, Mugsy's come in a stylish fit that's not too baggy but not too tight, so you even look better than you feel. If you want to be comfortable and have jeans that look good, Mugsy Jeans are the jeans for you. The guys at Mugsy are so confident that you'll love them, they offer free USA shipping and returns, so your comfort is 100% guaranteed. Do your legs a favor, grab your own pair of the jeans that are sweeping the nation by heading to Mugsy.com. That's Mugsy.com, and use the code KINDA for $10 off. Tim's been wearing them, Tim's been loving them, and he won't stop talking about them because he's so comfortable. Go to Mugsy.com and use the code KINDA for 10% off. Our next sponsor, it's Trojan Condoms, everybody. When you have sex, be safe. We use Trojan Condoms. What are you talking about? STDs are at an all-time high in the U.S., with half of all new STDs occurring in young people ages 15 to 24. Yet, condom use is on the decline. Only one in every three sex acts involves a condom amongst singles, and 62% of couples stop using condoms regularly after the two-month mark in a sexual relationship, and 78% stop using condoms after the six-month mark. Don't be a silly person. Condoms are needed. You need to protect yourself and the people you're making love to. It's all about love and taking care of each other. Condoms do that. They keep you free of the STDs. They prevent the babies if you're not in the mood for a baby. And let me tell you, it's not a mood. You need to decide if you want a baby, right, Kevin?
Yep.
Thank you. When buying condoms, shoppers only spend an average of 7 seconds at the shelf, particularly in functioning of the embarrassment or the fear or the judgment. Get that out of here. Don't worry about that. Be a responsible adult. Buy condoms. Buy Trojan Condoms. Take care of yourself and everybody you're making love to. Of course, Trojan brand condoms help protect against both unintended pregnancy and STDs. Trojan has the reliability of a brand that's been doing this for over 100 years. In a modern evolving world of sex, one filled with swipe rights, dating apps, and emojis, Trojan is here to be your guide as the most trusted brand in sex. Trojan's brand purpose is centered around enabling confident sexploration for all sex-having people. Trojan has over 30 varieties of condoms to choose from. Thin, ribbed, lubricated, non-lubricated, latex, non-latex, you name it, they got it. You should get on the Trojan condom train.
And then now that we're back from that.
Belts?
Who's our Mugsy sponsor? Jeans.
Mugsy Jeans.
Oh. Fantastic. Are you so wearing limber.
Them? I'm yeah. Not. Get up and
they're,
show them.
They're so
not
good.
You. No, I knew you weren't wearing them. Because these, they got, yeah.
I mean, I probably would wear them if, yeah.
Good, your ass is great.
Maybe if you would ever just share some of the stuff we get for free. You know, you always just take it yourself.
These. I bought all of these.
You always just take it yourself.
I got rid of all my jeans and bought all Mugsy jeans on Black Friday.
Huh.
I feel like most of the stuff I'm owning is just stuff that we're sponsored by that I buy. Dude. Like, for example, guess the big box that just came that's near my desk right now, an Away suitcase.
Yeah.
Away luggage that I bought and with our promo code. And I put, like, yeah, who referred you to this? Andy Cortez, super hot guy on the show.
Yeah, man.
Middle guy.
Yeah, middle guy.
No, that's the thing, though. A lot of this stuff is so good. On the weekend, I caught myself. I was just like, oh, my God. I am wearing an untucked shirt.
Uh-huh.
On the inside, a MeUndies shirt. On my underwear, MeUndies. Jeans, Mugsy jeans. Socks.
Mugsy bug.
I was like, oh, well, mm-hmm. My shoes. I was wearing these, which I got from StockX. And I was like, my socks. I was like, oh, they're not MeUndies socks today. And I looked at them. They're damn Mint Mobile socks.
Damn.
That's funny.
And I was like, I am a sponsored little boy right now.
You're super sponsored up. We have a Patreon question written in from Patreon user Andy Cortez.
Okay.
And he
asked. How much did he donate to be at that level?
A lot.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Really, a lot of time.
What is the best Christmas gift you've gotten, and what is the best Christmas gift you've given?
Wow, Andy.
Yeah.
It's a good question from Andy online.
You know, Andy on Patreon.
Best Christmas gift I've gotten.
We've probably talked about best gifts we've gotten before, but.
Have we?
Given.
Probably, but it's been years. Maybe you got better ones.
Yeah, I don't even know. My gut answer, given, I'm a Grinch ass motherfucker. I don't think I've ever given a gift in my life. Second off,
you've never given a gift in your life.
An actual Christmas gift?
I don't think I've given a Christmas gift.
What? You're a liar.
No, impossible.
Yeah, he doesn't believe in it.
Yeah, I don't.
So when you're growing up, you're getting presents from your parents. You're not doing some arts and crafts thing and giving it to them.
I don't know.
What?
I'm a Grinch, dude.
He doesn't believe in it.
What is going on here, Kevin?
It's upsetting.
You seem like you're such a Christmas guy.
I love Christmas so much.
That's the thing, though.
Does it start to make sense? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The push and pull. You know what I mean?
It is.
Or yin, Kevin made yang. Tim hate it.
Yeah. Now, on the flip side of that, though, best Christmas present I ever got, I would give it to your sister, your older sister, who got me Prince of Persia Warrior Within. And let me tell you, I was freaking surprised. Because Kevin's family, normally it's like, you know, it's a bunch of bullshit. But then all of a sudden I opened this thing, I'm like, I actually wanted this.
A bunch of bullshit, like clothes macaroni things.
Clothes that I don't even want. And then I deal with his mom being like, it's beautiful. And I'm like, oh, great, I'm never wearing this. Can't return it. This is the hell that I have to live in.
Did she make the clothes?
Everyone giving me shit for not giving them presents. And I'm like, Nick, fuck y'all.
Tim has never given anybody a Christmas gift.
Really? God, I commend you. I hate it.
I love it. Here's the thing. I
have a rule in our household that I've beat all my family back because my brother loves giving Christmas presents. And I hate to deprive him of that joy, but I hate receiving presents, especially as an adult, because there's nothing I really need that I don't just go buy myself.
Yeah, yeah.
So like I don't need more candles or bowls or clothing or shoes. I don't need any of this stuff. I'm almost 40 years old. If we had a kid in the family, all bets are off.
I'll buy the damn
I'm getting that kid stuff. a fucking PlayStation every year. I don't give a fuck if they tell me to stop.
We have nine of them, dude. We got to stop.
He's literally sleeping on a bed of PS4s. But yeah, I just think it's fine if you want to give like smaller gifts, things like that, I guess. But it just makes me uncomfortable. I'm like, why don't we just spend time with each other without having to do the – because inevitably –
I've given a lot of presents to people. My presents.
Your presents. Exactly.
And I don't always give it even when Kevin asked really nice.
Sometimes if you ask Gia, even when you're present, you're not present.
Yeah. Also true.
Yeah.
No, I'm with you. I agree.
The question I posed real quick, Nick, sorry, what's the best gift you've ever gotten and what's the best gift you've ever given?
Oh.
But going back
to that. You can think about it. We were watching some commercial the other day in a hotel, wherever we were. And it was, somebody walking around Walmart with a list of people. And then just walking around Walmart to find gifts for the, like, just, they would love the sweater. Oh, they've been, and it's like, God, what kind of existence is this of walking around being like, you know what? I just need to get you something.
Commercialism. Here's some fucking light bulbs.
And that's the problem is the whole holiday season has been commercialized to the point where you feel guilty if you don't go out and buy people things. And I just like you got to push through that guilt and just crack the whip and be like, we're not fucking doing this. I don't want to spend
$300 to $400
on just buying people because you're like, then you get to the point where you're like, I'm in my 30s. I got to spend at least $50 per person, right? And if I got to buy like 10 presents, that's a lot of fucking money. And then you're to the point where you're like, well, they feel obligated to do the same thing. Why don't we just not spend that money and just enjoy each other's company without the weird awkwardness of you getting me something you can see in my eyes I don't like. And I'm too fucking old to fake joy. I just be like, oh, a big candle.
Great. Gina Carano.
The other problem is this. When we do gift exchanges, I'm usually the one that travels because me and my wife are the only ones up here. So we are always traveling.
No, you gotta bring that shit
back. You gotta bring the shit back. And I'm like, you can't take certain things. Like, don't get me liquid. I can't take it back through security.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I can't do these things. I just, I don't know.
Kevin, you were about to defend just buying random ass gifts for people.
That's not, don't ever buy random ass.
That's what you're saying, though. And you went, come on, now you're wrong.
I'm just saying Christmas gifts should be thoughtful. It doesn't matter how much money you spend on them. 2 years ago, my mom's phone broke or something, right? So I was like moving stuff around and saving all her photos, and I saved them all. I double backed them up onto my thumbstick, went through all of the photos, and like this was years of photos, and picked out all the ones and then printed out a bunch of photos, put them in a big family album. She used to print photos all the time,
yeah.
But now with phones, no one ever prints them anymore. Mm-hmm. So I gave her this big old family album of the last like 10 years of photos. She really liked that. So.
That's really adorable.
Well, that's a nice thing.
Yeah. But I'm saying, be considerate about your gifts, or you know, don't.
Yeah.
Don't
I feel
give
like
gifts, period.
So that's a perfect example
go to
of
Walmart
like
Walmart with a list and be like, oh, I gotta get something for Steve.
Yeah,
Steve loves fruit.
Well, I gotta fucking take care of his snake. Yeah, I gotta get some food for his snake.
My other problem is this:
not Star Wars stuff because he left that life behind when he shaved off his beard and threw away his glasses.
Jesus. Is that my Carboni still? Yeah. My other problem is that like I just gassed out on trying to buy my parents stuff because they don't have any hobbies. So like inevitably, like the only thing that my dad does occasionally that would be considered something you buy him present for is like he'll have a cigar. But I'm like, I'm not going to keep buying my dad. He's got just cases of cigars everywhere. Because my brother and I were like, ashtrays, cigars, lighters. And my dad's like, I guess I smoke cigars. Like, I don't really like this that much. Like, we tried buying him bourbons. We tried doing this and that. And, like, it's just – it's to the point where, again, he's –
it's all a facade.
Yeah. It's just – and Kevin's right, though. If you can find something that's really nice to do for someone. But I feel like that's where I come in of, like, I'm going to spend $300 on a flight down to Orange County. That's my presence to everyone is that you get to hang out with me. And that's cool.
Yeah.
And they hate it.
Yeah.
But that's what family's for.
Exactly. Making you hate each other.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What's the best gift you ever gotten?
Ever gotten? Shit. I'd have to think about that. I haven't gotten gifts in a long time. I mean, I think about my favorite gifts that I've ever got. I don't know if they're the best, but like when I was a kid, all the toys we'd get would be
amazing. That's what I mean.
My parents would be fucking... So my brother and I think I've told the story before, but I'll tell it again because it's a great story. My brother and I, every year before Christmas, my parents would hide all the presents in their closet, and we knew this. And they'd be packed. But my mom was smart because she goes, I know those little fuckers are going to go rooting around our closet. I'm going to wrap them like a month beforehand so they don't know. What she didn't realize was that we had access to scotch tape. And we were not afraid.
Yes. Scotch tape.
My brother is Matt, you know, because, you know, he's very resourceful when it comes to tools and shit. So we'd go up there and we'd sneak up and we'd systematically just peel the tape off perfectly or cut it so that it wasn't. Because my mom's not going to look at the present again.
Yeah, yeah.
And we just peek in to see which each one was. And I remember there was the year that I got all of the mask toys.
From the mask.
Is in there. A couple of them used to be back there.
They're still
there. And I was so fucking excited to play with these toys. And they were so cool. It was like wake up on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day.
I bet cars.
That's the one right there with the wing coming out of it.
Yeah.
And then I think that car up there, that's another one from Mask, I think. Those two are. But I remember waking up and opening up, and I got everything I wanted. And I was just like, this is it. I'm done. I don't need anything else in life.
I never need another toy.
And I was just so.
You haven't got a present to this day.
I just didn't need it. I was done. I was cool. But then there was also the my aunts and uncles, because I have a lot of aunts and uncles on my dad's side. They didn't ever know what to get me. And then at some point, I think I'm going to go ahead and guess it was my mom that suggested this. She was like, how about cold hard cash? How about you just get cash? My brother and I used to fucking clean up. Because my mom would kind of guilt him a little bit. Like, well, you know, you only gave him like this one. Like, he's bigger now. He's got college. They would give me like $100 a piece. It was great.
Nice.
It was great. It was great.
Kevin, can you Google Lego Aqua Zone?
Okay. Oh, my God. I know exactly what you're saying. The green and
The yellow. It was the yellow-blue combo with Aqua Zone. Green was the space.
Or this is the best thing you ever got?
Yeah, I would say besides Warrior Within, I think it must have been my mom.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, those are the bad guys. I had the right. Yeah, there we fucking go. It was the big.
So these
dog,
are Legos that Lego were meant set. To go underwater.
No, it was just like it was, you know, the backstory.
Not at all.
You just drown while you're playing. Yeah. Kids are drowning everywhere.
It's the big dog one. Yeah,
he's in the pool.
God, this shit was cool.
Yeah, there was nothing cooler than the water sets, and then I would always take them in the shower with
like
me.
Bathtub, yeah. Like.
And I would always pretend I was just, you know, just doing underwater adventures. You know,
man, did you guys ever get duplicate toys and feel so excited about it?
Sure,
because one can just get fucked.
Just fuck. My uncles and aunts every once in a while would buy me like Star Wars toys, and they'd always be like, "Do you have that one?" And I never said yes, even though I knew I had them because I just wanted an extra.
Oh, that's weird.
I know, it was so weird.
I'd only want duplicates for like foot soldiers,
like stormtroopers.
Multiple foot soldiers, multiple stormtroopers.
Sure.
See, I mean, it's so easy to come up with time travel stories. Oh, sure. Chrome stories.
Well, I mean, you know me. I had a million different kinds of Superman. Yeah. A million different kind of Batman.
So you're already ready.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
you were ready for the multiverse before the world.
I was all about it. You know what I mean? I was all sorts of stuff.
Freezing your toys?
Oh, yeah, here and there.
I never did that. I love that.
Me and Kevin, that's all we did was freaking freeze our action figures so they were in carbonite. It's just
really cool.
A cup size of ice with these fucking toys. And it's cool for like story purposes, but then you're like,
I gotta get out of this fucking ice.
Now it needs to let it melt. And then you would break it and it would fucking
lose
his arm. And you're like, well, hey.
For the cost.
Yes, he lost his arm in the freeze.
Time to write this there, right? Write this into the thing, right?
My dad, I think, went through a little empty nest syndrome when I moved out here. And so I remember, like, the first Christmas I came back, it was my first second Christmas I came back, I went into the garage. And my dad's garage is your typical dad's garage.
He's got the big red toolbox.
Every fucking
is there a ladder on the wall hanging?
He's got a gigantic toolbox. Hose. He's got the pegboard with all the tools like perfectly laid out on it.
Yeah.
And then he's got just an entire stall. It's a 3-car garage in the suburbs. And he's got an entire stall that is just his old band equipment.
Like, oh, that's cool.
PV amps, like the drum set that's set up, the toms, all that stuff.
Let's go jam out.
Oh my God, he would fucking love that. But he would make you play with these weird sticks that he had, like brush sticks, doesn't matter.
Oh, no, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, for the cymbals.
Yeah, exactly.
Snare, too.
Exactly. What's that?
Hi-hat. You can play on a hi-hat.
Sure.
Toms. But I remember one holiday season, I walked in, and it was like an old toy repair factory. He had taken all my old toys out of the attic and was replacing like the rubber bands and the G.I. Joes and like cleaning them and doing. And he was like, he was like, your mom wants me to get these out of here. So I'm cleaning them for you to take. And I think they shipped some of them up here. I put them on the set. And then
Matt put them in
I snuck them back into Matt's load, and he put them back in their house. You can't fucking – you got to get up pretty late in the day to –
Does your dad's garage also have like a giant shelf with a lot of car washing?
Yes. No, things? It has a
the scrubs and all.
It
that
has stuff. A like a newer cabinet that you open up that I guess my mom didn't want in the house anymore. So you open it up and it's got all that stuff lined in there. It's very
about air compressor.
Does it air compressor? Of course, he has an air compressor, bro. Come on, who the fuck are you talking about?
When I went back home for Thanksgiving, my dad was. He was doing like a little art project with my nephews and nieces, and it's essentially a bunch of plastic cups stapled together so that they form a giant sphere. So like if you have all these cups kind of lined up, they line up in a way that they become angled and you can make them into a giant sphere.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And so it's all stapled together, and then he did that a second time. And he was making a snowman that I guess he probably saw on Facebook somewhere. Like, hey, neat little, like, holiday activities to do with your grandkids or whatever. So he's, my mom, you know, I arrived back home in the valley. And my mom's like, this stupid snowman that your dad's been building with the kids. And the kids are just like, why are we doing this? You know, and he's like, it's fun or whatever. And we got there and like, yes, exactly like this.
Oh, shit.
That's awesome.
That's way cooler.
That's not what I was envisioning. That's really cool.
But here's the thing. It's like he didn't use smaller cups for the head, so it's just two big giant orbs for the face and for the body. That's and they're just like sitting on top of each other. And he made like the face and the carrot or whatever.
That's adorable.
But then you sort of line up Christmas lights inside of it. Like you have some sort of light in there. And it seems kind of dangerous, just like with the plastic and the, you know.
It's fine.
You need these LED lights. Otherwise, if you use like old school, those big bulbs that we used to throw up into the sky and it would land on the street, they're going to burn through those.
That's what I was thinking. Either way, you know, we got home and it's always really windy in the valley. And so like this thing was like all over the yard. And so my mom was like, I had a stupid snowman. And she like put it back in the garage. And she was like, God, I hope he never brings it out. And my dad was like, well, I was making it for the kids. I thought we were going to take it to your brother's house to, like, put it up. But he doesn't want that shit. Like, nobody. And then so as we're walking, I think on my final day, a couple hours before I had to leave to the airport, I walk out of my old room, and I stepped on a fucking staple. And it, like, impaled my foot. And at first I thought it was just, like, a pebble or a rock that I stepped on. And boom, I was like, ooh, what the fuck? And I tried to pull the thing off, but it was hooked in my foot.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, what is this? And she was like, are you kidding me? There's staples on the ground. Like, my mom was just so mad. It's
the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah. So funny.
The April Fool's Day. You're so funny.
My parents, when my brother and I lived there when I was in high school and he was going to college, we, for whatever reason, as a bonding thing, we're just like, you know what? We're going to fucking do this house up. We're going to fuck this house up with lights. And so we would just floor, head to toe, ceiling to fucking floor, lights, decorations, whatever. And then, of course, when we left, my mom was like, we're not doing that again. It takes too much time and it costs too much money, so we're not doing it. And so my dad, look, the compromise was that he put one string of lights and then these two store-bought, like, deer, these white deer that had, like, lights inside of them that you plugged in. So they were like, they looked like two beautiful deer, like, in the snow grazing. And my mom was like, this is perfect. This is how it's going to be. And my brother and I were like, you could put more lights up. She's like, no. This is what me and your father decided. Meanwhile, my dad's like, I did not decide this. This was definitely your mom thing. And then, so my brother and I, being the assholes we were the first couple years, got super hammered and just snuck out and arranged the deer so it looked like one was butt fucking the other one. God. And my mom lost her shit. She was like, "We have neighbors. Stop doing that. You cannot make the deers look like they're fucking each other."
Who would she blame? Would she blame you as a unit?
No, no, yeah, totally. It didn't matter because Matt had my full blessing if he did it, and I had the same thing. Like, we both decided it was a great idea right off the bat, and we did it for like 5 years straight. We would just, my dad would be like, "Oh, it's like, you know," it started off where he's like, "It was really funny the first year, but you know, your mother doesn't like it," and we just kept doing it every year. If those things come out this year, I'm doing it again.
You got it.
One time I put it on his back, and it made it look like it was licking the other one's dick. It was great. It was so good.
It'd be only better if you flew down there just to do it. Oh, flew God. Back. Like you weren't like Matt was out of town too, and you went down and just did it. They're like, "What the fuck?"
They would hate me. Oh fuck, they would hate me.
Best gift I ever got as an adult. And when we first started our first Christmas together, Jen gave me a book similar to what Kevin was talking about. That was like a printout of all of our Instagram, like, you know, a photo album, okay, scrapbook thing of like all of our memories from being together our first year. And then as a kid, I think it's got to be when I got the Ghostbusters Firehouse. Like, I remember wanting that so badly, you know what I mean? And then you wake up Christmas morning, you come out there, and there's the one, like, tower because my mom stayed awake all night building it. You know what I mean? Because the toys are so hard to put together. And just tore it apart and be so excited about it and have the containment unit and all that jazz.
That is, like, when you think about, I know having kids is hard, obviously. I've seen my friends go through it, and I'm like, wow, that looks like a hell that there's no coming back from. But there must be those one beautiful moments where you're like, I'm going to build
this is where it's
kid.
All worth it. Yeah.
I'm going to blow their mind right now.
And I just imagine, like, I would have a little shit kid that's like, ugh, I wanted to build that. Or something like, you know, some little fucking piece of shit comment, and you just go rage. Knock it down with your arm. But like, you're
fine,
getting
then
nothing.
You can.
Yeah, exactly.
That was mom's story. I think she talked about it on her podcast appearances here throughout the years. But it was, I was always such a stickler for the decals. I needed everything to be exactly like it. And like, I forget what it was on the Ghostbusters Firehouse she did. And I was like, well, it's not like it is on the box or whatever. And like, it was like the instruction manual didn't meet with the box. And I was like, weird. Just kids being annoying.
I think when you all were talking about like you feel pressured to buy gifts, I've never felt the pressure to buy gifts for anybody but my immediate family. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as my nieces and nephew were born, that was where I was like, okay, now they are sort of the main people that I care about getting gifts for, along with my parents. But I've never really. Every once in a while, I'll buy my brother and my sister-in-law like a gift card to a really nice steakhouse or something like that. But for the most part, you talked about buying your dad cigars and stuff. My dad's hobby is like tech. He loves.
God, I wish. If that were the case.
Like, he's such a fan of, you know, if I know a good movie is coming out on 4K, I'm like, oh, I'm going to buy that disc for him because he's going to love that shit.
That's nice.
For his TV and for his sound system or whatever. But it's always been gift cards to either Best Buy or Academy Sports and Outdoors.
Fuck yes.
Because
fuck,
he just,
that sounds
maybe
so
he
fun.
Needs like a new, I don't know, pair Catcher's of basketball bit. Shorts. Or no, he's also a big fisher also. Got so it. They sell a lot of like fishing equipment. And for my mom, it's just TJ Maxx. She loves TJ Maxx. Oh my God.
I haven't seen TJ Maxx in a long time.
She loves
the one out here just closed like 6 months ago.
Gotcha.
Oh, that's it was rocking hard.
Such a
it's Target now. It's
what was left. Yeah, retail stores in the Valley will never close up. They are so
the dream
successful.
Will never die.
Yeah.
God, I love that.
But for my, I guess like my favorite gift, I probably, it was probably my green Game Boy Color with Pokemon Yellow.
Ooh, that's a good one.
It was like a huge.
That lime green.
That year that was nasty. Just, I just couldn't green. Believe I had it. It was one of the most perfect Christmases. And then several years before that, I got the Lost World game on PC, and it was an RTS, and it had like the actual Vince Vaughn, like voice acting and stuff. And then along with that, I think I got NCAA Game Breaker.
Nice.
And it was awesome,
very
dude.
Nice,
it was a great Christmas.
Oh, dude, I remember actually another one that comes to mind was the year the N64 came out.
Yep.
And I got one. My mom got one.
Little known fact, Nick was the kid in the YouTube video.
It's true.
Someone
bit my head. What was it? Fucking
Charlie bit my finger.
Charlie bit my finger.
I knew that's where you're going, asshole.
So fucking predictable. But oh man, I was looking so forward to this, and I was like having like intense arguments with myself back and forth as to what color controllers
oof,
I was going to get.
Yeah.
Was that were they going to be all one color? Because I knew it came with a gray, and you know me, I'm like I have to have things. I'm very anal. I'm like, should I just go all gray across the board? But I really like that red. But the yellow's dope. And I just remember unpacking it. And we had like maybe an hour before we had to go to my uncle's house. Mm-hmm. And I put in Mario 64 and I started playing it. And I was like, this is, there's no way this is as good as I thought it was going to be.
And you didn't even leave the title screen. You were just pulling on his face.
I was literally just, no, it was just that, you know how you're running around the outside of the castle?
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, I'm like, this is it. I'm going to spend hours doing this. And my mom was like, you need to get ready to go to your uncle's. And I was like, I didn't have the mental faculties, but I'm like, how do I negotiate not going? How do I negotiate just staying here and playing this game for the rest of the day?
That was always tough for me because my aunt was the one always buying the 64 for not only her kids, but her as well. She's been playing Zelda her whole life. So she's a big fan of video games. And so she would always, they lived in Austin, we were in the valley, and she would, her and my uncle and the kids would always drive down every Christmas. So she would bring the Nintendo because we never had a 64. So that first year that she brought down the Nintendo and it was Turok and Mario Kart, I just couldn't believe that these things were real. I was like, oh my, like, Dad, no, but he's going in every direction right now. You don't get this, dude. It blew my mind. So that was my only real interaction with Nintendo that early on.
Do you feel bad for children these days that they're never going to have a big technological leap like that in video games ever again?
They'll have other things constantly.
They're spoiled.
They're so lucky.
They don't care.
They don't understand.
They borrow their... dude, my nieces and nephew, all they want to do is they go to my parents' house, they borrow their phones, and they look up just stupid shit on YouTube. And it's always kids either like makeup videos or kids opening toys or just weird shit. Or just dance videos. Like, it's so bizarre, the shit that they look up.
They keep looking up these videos, these four guys just talking. About
assholes.
Nothing.
I assure you they are not looking at those videos.
They go like this, should I subscribe?
No.
No, I won't.
Yeah, there's no kids in my life. Like, there's no one that I'm like, you're worthy of spoiling. One day that's going to change.
That's why the few kids that do cross paths with me get spoiled so bad. Mm. Where it was like, or kids
out in the wild.
No,
hey kid, come here.
The other thing is like,
here's $40.
We're in our friend circle right now, right? The kids aren't popping off left and right. We have a few friends here and there, but I mean, even in our close knit circle,
there's no buffalo sauce up there.
Yeah. But no, there's no one in the immediate circle of the people we see all the time, right? So, like, Richie's kids, right? Like, when Jen and I went over there for Christmas, it was like, oh, we spoiled the shit out of them. Like, we hit up Donald and Laura Muster and brought a bunch of like unreleased Fortnite shit for these kids. They were losing their minds. You know, here you go.
See, that's cool, but I guess you guys are close with them, so it is different. But for me, I'm just like, I'm not just spoil kids just because they're fucking kids.
Oh, no,
they need
like
to be the right goddamn kids.
Yeah.
Kevin's kids, I got you. Curran's kids, I got you.
Kevin's kids are going to be terrors.
I don't need to spoil
what?
Your
what about
kids.
Cool Greg's
Paula
kids?
Paula's going to be swinging from everything up here, just jungle gymming around. As much as you hate Christmas, you're going to hate Paula Paula.
Paula's going to be like the little kid in Barry, Kevin.
I don't hate Christmas. She's,
Paula Paula's going to be like the little karate kid in Barry.
That
episode.
That was awesome.
Kicking everybody's ass.
That was a great episode.
That's going to be Paula Paula.
For me, shout out to my N64. When I got my N64, my parents Christmas storied it. Where it was like the one thing I wanted, it was the number one gift, and I unwrapped everything, and I didn't get it, and I didn't like lose my mind or anything. I was like, oh, you know, that's weird, but whatever. And then like they sent me downstairs for something, and coming back upstairs, it was there on the landing, like wrapped. I was like, oh, that was pretty cool. And I remember in '89, right when when Aunt Del got me Game Boy. Is that right? 89 in my
sounds right.
90.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay. And got me Game Boy, and I remember my mom had made it like this stance. She's like, "There's no way I'm paying $100 for a video game handheld or whatever she called it." And like I remember Aunt Del then saving the day and getting it. I was like,
hell yeah!
Yeah, that was even last Christmas. It was my you know, it was again sort of the last gift, and we saved it, and it was my, you know, I pitched in, and I the thing I love about Christmas is being able to. Because I know, God, I have these three kids I want to buy shit for, but I can't afford a whole lot. So I'll tell my brother, hey, whatever you want to buy him, if you want to buy him something huge, I'll pitch in. Let's make it a big thing. So we all pitch him to get him like a Nintendo Switch and a bunch of like accessories with it. And opening that box, like, a Nintendo Switch? Oh, my God. It's like, that's great.
That's great.
I've done that with Spencer with the Wii U and the Switch, where it's like, that's it. Oh, maybe you should go to my room, check out what's there.
Yeah.
And it's like,
He's like,
no, I'm so hot.
Isn't Spencer like 20?
But at one point, he wasn't.
But the Switch came out like 2 years ago.
The Switch I did
too. Spencer's like, Kevin, listen, I'm an adult.
Okay. Oh, shit,
it's weird that you keep me in pajamas.
Do that for PlayStation 7. He's got like two children. Maybe you should go check my room. Fuck off, Kevin.
Dude, I'll never forget the Christmas I got my N64 because it was Christmas 1999. It was hella late for this thing, and that's just how the cookies crumbled there. And I was like, you know what? I have so many games to catch up on. Open it up, so stoked to attach it to my TV. And at that point, it only had the
component,
It was. But my TV was a broke-ass piece of shit that only had the twisty thing from the Super Nintendo. And I'm like, I can't even fucking play? And oh my God, I was so upset. Like, we were trying to call everywhere to get this damn thing. And
Couldn't find
a radio show. Yeah, it was like Christmas. It was like, there's no fun.
I remember the first time.
Didn't get to play for days. It was hard, man.
I was the same way, as I swore by the coaxial cable for the longest time because it's what you grew up on, right? It's all I knew.
Yeah, because the NES and the Super NES had coax outs, right?
Yeah. Or at least one of them. And I remember for the N64, I felt like such a fucking baller when I got it. Because what I did is, you know, I was old enough to like, I full run to the basement and do whatever the hell you want, right? And so I bought, like, I had the N64, like the nice chairs that my parents had, you know, used to be the living room set. They got demoted to the basement, right?
Love
so
now
it's just me
so
and my friends.
Definitely broken in.
They're destroyed. Sitting there, the TV over there, and then I put the N64 between the two chairs. So you could sit there with a controller right there and then like switch games out and then just ran a giant coaxial cable over to the TV. And I felt so fucking cool until my friend Mike came over and was just like, this TV has the composite ins. Why are you? I'm like, oh, but I guess. He's like, the quality would be so much better. I'm like, ah, no way. And sure enough, I plugged it in and like colors were vibrant. And I was like, oh, fuck, what have I been doing?
Didn't even
fucking know.
What was it? Oh, remember that one time I tried to have a sleepover at my party when we were all like in our 30s, but you were in your 20s? And I didn't have the coaxial,
cables for the
Wii.
This sounds like a made up story because it's Nick. Get a phone call out of nowhere from Nick, which made no sense. It's just, hey, man, D's out of town. Do you want to come over and play Smash? I'm like, sure. So I had to get
the catch?
My Wii U. My all the shit was mine. Mm-hmm. Bring it. Mm-hmm. We hit up Mike Pereira. We hit up like the whole crew. Like, let's go. And then Nick tries to convince us all to sleep over. And I was like, this is fucking awesome. I don't remember why it ended up not happening.
Nah, like, it's just because you guys like we're adults. We can just
That was not it though. We were stoked about it.
No, what happened was because I didn't have the component. I didn't know that I didn't have the component.
Then we get there and his TV was too new that it didn't have the right shit for the Wii U. And then we had to like there was a dongle there was that you had accidentally thrown away.
But it didn't. I actually had saved it. Oh. I found it like 2 years later. I was like, but I didn't know that's what it was for.
The sleepover that never was.
But no, but what we ended up doing was just taking my I had a shitty 720p monitor, like a Shark Aquas. Right. I put it on our ottoman, and we were all just huddled. We had a 55-inch TV right behind
State of the art. It was the nicest TV you could have at the time.
Yeah.
The Panasonic
plasma.
V10.
Yeah.
The plasma.
So damn nice. Huge. And in front of it, the shitty-ass 720 monitor on an ottoman, and all of us just gathered around.
Like, if you bumped the ottoman, the thing would fall over.
It was so cool. It was great.
I remember when Monster Hunter was out, and Kevin came over, and we were like, we're going to put... Jen was out of town. Paul was out of town. We're like, we're gonna sit there, we're gonna play all day long, and we did. And it was, I think it was, we're gonna sleep over. And then it got to like 2 a.m. Kev's like, I'm just gonna go home. Like, yeah, that makes sense. See you later.
we didn't get as drunk as we thought.
Yeah, we're fucking hunting monsters. You can't get drunk.
Exactly.
Yeah,
we gotta keep telling each other to blink.
Yeah.
You can't be on location. No, wait, what's the word I'm looking for? You can't be in town, you have to be out of town.
Out of town, yeah.
Why did I say on location? Oh, because I'm thinking of Let's Play Spring Break. Sure. We just had that big sleepover in that hotel.
What do we watch?
Or in that house.
American Vandal. Still haven't finished it.
Really?
Oh, that was fun. Well,
we were like an episode. Like, we had one episode left, and we were just like, I guess.
Wait, you still haven't finished season one?
No.
Oh, my God. That's really good. The best was when we went to Scottsdale. And we were in that weird-ass house that was freezing cold.
Yeah.
And all of us just got such shit. We got... like $300 worth of snacks for one. We were there for one day.
We went to Walmart. Yeah, I just fucking loaded up.
You probably did because it was fucking freezing back there.
Your room was freezing. My room was warm. Heater worked on our end.
Yeah, heater did not work in the bed.
This is the one where you hid behind the bed and scared me.
It was the best.
We had a good year, man. Yeah.
What a year.
We had a good year. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for the year that has been 2019 with Kinda Funny. What is the schedule? Do we have another show?
There's one more podcast.
Okay. When are we recording it?
Tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Unless we change that, but we'll talk about that later.
I don't know. I'm just making sure there's more shows or whatever.
Yeah, there's one more.
Okay.
One more this year.
Well, I'm not saying goodbye to you then, I guess, for 2019. That would have been a really good transition. Huh?
This is number 50.
What a fucking year, guys. Yeah, I guess that's right. Joey did, in between telling us that she saw a fucking Wolverine and a giraffe on her way to work.
I rode a monkey to work.
Oh, Bamboo, stop traffic.
Yes, Bamboo, I do have to be there by 10.
Yes, Bamboo.
Bamboo.
Oh, my God.
And then baboon.
Thank you for all your support through these 50 episodes of the Kinda Funny podcast. Lots of stuff coming in 2020 coming your way. Remember, of course, January 3rd is Kinda Funny Day for 2020. Come see what Kinda Funny Games 4.0 is all about. Of course, this has been the Kinda Funny podcast each and every week for, yes, four best friends gather around this table. Whatever. It all
threw
works.
Me off.
I know, but...
Don't talk to Bamboo.
Is that an eagle? I'm going to ride it.
Coming to talk to you about whatever it is we talk about. You like it, we like it, everybody has fun. Remember, you go to patreon.com/kindoffunny. Get the show early. Get it ad-free. Get it with the pre-show, post-show, and no ads. Or wait until Friday. Goes up youtube.com/kindoffunny. Roosterteeth.com. Podcast services around the globe with ads, without the pre and post show. It's not the best experience. You should come have the best experience, right, Andy?
The best one.
Yeah. Until next time, time for a post show. It's been a pleasure to serve you. Bamboo.
Bamboo the gorilla.
Yes, the Bamboo. Gorilla. I have to go to work at 10. Oh, Joey, we love you.